Welcome to the Dayspring Podcast, where we delve into faith and fellowship through the teachings of Christ. Join us every week as we explore God's Word and discuss how to live out your faith in today's world. Be blessed as you listen to this sermon.
Well, I'm speaking on what I have titled Manasseh. 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 Genesis chapter 41:50-52. Genesis 41:50-52. And to Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. For God has made me to forget all my toil and all my father's house. God will cause you to forget all your toil and all your father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for he has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Someone say Manasseh. Joseph goes through this whole ordeal, and I think to a very large extent, all of us know the story. He becomes the favorite child of his father. He is given a coat of many colors, very beautiful. And he's betrayed by his brothers because he seems to be carrying unstoppable favor. And so he's put in a pit and is sold to the Ishmaelites, who in turn sell him to Egypt, and he goes to work in Potiphar's house. I will find out if Potiphar and Potipharah are related, because it will be very interesting for that to happen. But he now goes to work in Potiphar's house, and he is blessing Potiphar's house by being there. He's doing what he can, doing his best. And even Potiphar can tell the house is blessed because of him. Now, the wife of Potiphar is interested in him and attempts to sleep with him. And he flees. He runs away, leaving his garment, is sent to prison. We know the story. He interprets dreams of two people. And one of them is, the dreams come to pass where one is killed and another one survives and goes back before Pharaoh. Now, Pharaoh has a dream, and Joseph, it is remembered that Joseph has the ability to interpret dreams, and he comes before Pharaoh and interprets the dream. And over that short period, he moves from being a prisoner to being the second in command in the land of Egypt. Somebody is about to rise.
Amen.
You are going from being an employee to being an employer.
Amen.
So he goes through the whole ordeal, okay? And he ends up in Pharaoh's court leading Egypt. Ladies and gentlemen, in that capacity and in that role, he is given a wife. He is given certain blessings. He is given a lot of opportunities. He is now ruling over Egypt and is commanding the economy of Egypt. And so he is given a wife of the Egyptians, and Potipharah's daughter Asenath is given to him. And as he marries, he gives birth to two sons. We know the meaning of the names of the two sons. The first is Manasseh, which is causing to forget. Causing to forget. And he's saying that the whole ordeal I have gone through, God is making me forget what I went through. This morning, God will cause you to forget.
Amen.
As he's naming his first son, he's reflecting on the whole ordeal. And he's realized that God has shown him favor. God has shown him mercy. God has kept him in spite of everything that has happened. And then the next son is called double fruit. Double fruit. I pray that 2026, somebody will be fruitful times two.
Amen.
Fruitful times five.
Amen.
Fruitful times 10.
Amen.
more fruitful than you've ever been before. But from the arrangement of the names, it looks like God first made him forget and then made him fruitful. Sometimes to really become fruitful, you have to forget the old. To really grow into what you must become, you should be able to let go what is behind. But when we say that God has made him forget, I don't believe that Joseph standing there had actually forgotten to a point where we can say he did not even remember what he went through. Does it make sense? It cannot really be, because if he had really forgotten, there would not be a need for Manasseh in the first place for him to say, I went through something and now I'm not going through it again. Forgetting it is completely out of his mind. But when he says God caused me to forget, there are four things he's trying to communicate when he says God has caused me to forget. The first thing is that God has enabled him to let go of the past. The past can be a weapon against you. The past can be the reason you will not move forward. The past is something that has happened to you that still affects you in a certain way. And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of times, because maybe the past was bad, we use the past as an excuse to say, because of this past, this is where I am. But Joseph understood that he had to let the past go. Holding on to the past can kill fruitfulness, ladies and gentlemen. God is going to cause you to forget your past. The past, especially when the past is good. Have you heard schools that are talking about past glories? Yeah, past glories. Like we won NSMQ in 1993. It doesn't do much today. But if you won it this year, then you can say something. Yeah. People like to see the past and talk about the past because it was so good. And because of how good it was, we don't want to let go of how good it was because there's something better coming. I pray this morning that we'll be able to let go of the past, whether good or bad, because there's something better coming in 2026. May you not hold on to the pain, the difficulty, or even the blessing of 2025, because God has something better for you. Isaiah 42 verse 8, it says this, I am the Lord, that is my name, my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Verse 9 is so important. He said, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. And verse 10 says, sing a new song. Somebody, God wants to do something new. Tell the person next to you, let go of the past. Let go of the past. Don't enter 2026 with the head of 2025. Let go of the past. Don't continue with what you had. Whatever happened, you can let go of the past. I can promise you there's a greater glory coming. The second thing that he says when he says God has caused me to forget is he's saying God has given me the grace to forgive those who offended me. He's given me the grace to forgive those who have offended me, those who wronged me. And this forgiveness was given without a real opportunity to apologize. Genesis 45 verse 4 and 5, Joseph said to his brothers, please come near to me. So they came near and he said to them, I am Joseph your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or be angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. Sometimes the wrong people do you is actually God's stepping stone to put you where you need to be. Amen. Oh, somebody didn't hear what I said. But you would have been too relaxed if people didn't pinch you a little. Yeah. So you should have the grace to forgive them and maybe even thank them. There is some place you may not get to if you are not provoked. They laughed at you that you were poor. That's why you became rich. Amen. Yeah. That's why this generation, we are becoming weak because nobody is really fighting you. No, nobody is really. Do you think nobody is really on your case? But some years back when Rollins chain was something they were sharing, you will do everything in your power to also have something in your system. I hope you are following me. We have to learn to get to a point where we can thank God for the people, not those alone who blessed us, but those who offended us as well. We need to forgive people. God wants us to forgive. 2025, somebody may have offended you. Joseph said, God has caused me to forget. Can you forget the offense? Can you forget the person who offended you? And even tell the person, come close to me. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. I forgive you because what you did, you didn't know what you were doing. That's what Jesus said. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Some people are pinching you. They don't know that they are pinching their destiny helper. When Joseph said, God has caused me to forget, he was saying, God has given me the grace to forgive. Receive the grace to forgive this morning. Receive grace to forgive this morning. The third thing he meant when he said, God has caused me to forget, was that he didn't feel the pain anymore. Very important. He didn't feel the hurt anymore. Genesis 45 again, verse 13 to 15. So you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and all that you have seen. And you shall hurry and bring my father down here. Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. And Benjamin wept on his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. And after that, his brothers talked with him. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see from the way Joseph is treating his brothers, the same people that sold him, you can see that he's not treating them based on what they did. He has a new feeling. And the feeling is not the feeling of pain. It's not the feeling of the turmoil that he went through. I don't believe Joseph would have gotten to where he was if every point in his life he kept doing, hey, these my brothers. I will pepper them. Can you imagine living life like that? That every opportunity you get, every time your mind rests, you say, what this person has done, I will get them. How could they do this to me? And your life continues with that pain every time. It's not a good way to live. It's not a good way to live. 2026 should not be like that for you. He had lost the pain and the hurt of all that he went through. And the feeling that replaced it was a feeling of love for his brothers. What it had become was not that you had pained me, but that you had hurt me, but that I had missed you. I had missed you. I can't believe I lived all these years and I've become what I've become. And you were not there to see it. Look, there are some people there. You will give them the opportunity to come back to your life. And by the time they come back, that pain will not be there anymore. I pray for everybody here. You see, you can decide not to. You can decide to forgive. You can decide to put what you went through behind you. But sometimes the scars still remain. Yes, you are not angry with anybody anymore. Yes, you are not in pain anymore, but the scar may still be there. And you look at it, and sometimes it reminds you. You can still see the person who did it, and you smile with the person. It's cool. You are okay. God has helped you to forgive, but it's there. I spoke to a lady who was raped when she was very young. And it was very, very painful because she can see the person who did it and she's even forgiving the person. It was an uncle. But it's like every time she's going to take a shower and she looks at herself, she feels the scar of what happened. But I want to tell somebody, Manasseh. I want to tell somebody who's willing to believe God this morning, Manasseh. God is going to cause you to forget the scar. He's going to cause you to forget the pain. He's going to cause you not to see what has happened. He's going to replace that pain with something good. It's a promise of God. And finally, what he meant when he said, Manasseh, God has caused me to forget, is this, that he had experienced so much more good than bad. There's a place, there's a point you can get to in life where everything that you've gone through, it's not that you stop thinking about it and you stop feeling it, but it's that so much more has happened that you can end up with a car, and it's not that you don't remember that you sat in a trotro, but you've forgotten what it feels like to sit in a trotro and come out and then the trotro would tear your trouser. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to me. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. That you are going to preach somewhere and you went to a trotro and when you were getting down, You can get to a point where you forget, like a mother who gets pregnant and finally delivers her baby. And when she sees that baby, the good that has come from having that baby makes her almost forget the pain of the labor she has just gone through. Are you here with me? That you can go through not having money so long that when you finally have money and you are able to use the money well, you almost forget what it feels like to be doing calculations on how much Gary is and how much Milo is. God can do so much good to you that you get to a point where you forget what it was like not to have. Where you forget what it was like to be renting a place. You wake up one morning and you are gathering money to go and pay rent and you remember the house is yours. I don't know who is here this morning. But God can do you so much good. You write that exam and you keep getting 90-something, 80-something, 100%. It happens so much you forget what it was like to write and be at 40%. I'm here to prophesy to somebody that, like Joseph said Manasseh, you are about to say Manasseh in 2026. God is about to make you forget what it was like not to be where you are today. God is going to give you grace that you will forget what it was like to be walking back home after church. You are going to forget what it was like to look for food to eat every evening, because you get to a point a chef will come out and ask you, what would you like to eat tonight? I'm here to prophesy to somebody, Manasseh. It's God's promise to us. God is going to make you so fruitful, you will forget what it was like not to have fruit. You will forget what it was like to be offended. You will forget what it was like to have people hurting you. You will forget what it was like. And Joseph is looking at his two sons, looking at his dressing. He looks like Pharaoh. Looking at his two sons, I have children. I have two sons the way my mother had two sons. When I walk out, I'm favored again. But this time, not favored in my father's house. I'm favored in the whole of Egypt. This time, when I come out, there's a name they've given me. It's an Egyptian name, but it's a name of royalty. This time, when I come out, I have a very beautiful Egyptian wife with calves. Now when I come out, I'm not looking for the next donkey to ride. There's a chariot and horses waiting for me. When I come out, I'm not looking for where there is money, because the jewelry I wear is already gold. When I come out, I'm not trying to tell them I will be a ruler like in my father's house. This time when I come out, there's a statue of me. I don't know who I'm prophesying to, but this morning I'm telling you, Manasseh, God will cause you to forget what you've gone through. Prophets can prophesy. Oh, it's going to be a difficult year. It's going to be this. I'm not going to say anything about that. What I will say is this is his promise to us. And that is what we will experience. Somebody say Manasseh. Someone say Manasseh. I want you to believe it. You are going to look at yourself and you realize, I'm not hurt anymore. I'm not in pain anymore. I'm not poor anymore. I'm not struggling anymore. I'm not looking for food anymore. I'm not looking for transportation anymore. I'm not looking for where to put my head anymore. I'm not looking for a husband anymore. I'm not looking for a wife anymore. I'm not looking for money anymore. I'm not looking for a good church anymore. I found one. I'm not looking for what I used to look for, because Manasseh, God has caused me to forget what I went through.
Thank you for listening to the Dayspring podcast. Hope you were blessed. Connect with us on all social media platforms at ICGC Dayspring. God bless you.